This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a day to remember. Supporters of then-President Trump attacked the U.S. Capitol building 1 year ago today, January 6th, interrupting the certification of Joe Biden's presidential victory. The AP's Jackie Quinn takes us back.
This man announcing the mission to stop the vote certification.
Somebody needs to go in there.
Lawmakers had to dive under seats as shots rang out. Hundreds of people were injured. Five died during and after the insurrection.
They made the assault on the building. That was one thing. But the fact is they also made an assault on the Constitution of the United States.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi months later explained why there's a committee investigating the attack. The Capitol was declared secure at 8 p.m. January 6th. Lawmakers convened again to certify Joe Biden's victory. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden will speak at the U.S. Capitol today, saying, "We must decide what kind of nation we are going to be." Many Democrats will be there, but almost no Republicans will be. No school today in Chicago for a second day in a row as teachers battle the city over remote learning and other COVID safety measures. The city and Mayor Lori Lightfoot say the schools are safe and it's important for kids to be in class.
Enough is enough. We are standing firm and we are going to fight to get our kids back in in-person learning.
But teachers don't want to return to in-person instruction until the COVID surge has subsided, says the union president. Health officials are pleading with Americans everyone 12 and older should get a COVID booster as soon as they're eligible. COVID spreading fast, blame the Omicron variant. This is AP News. Trouble in Kazakhstan, and many protesters are dead. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
Authorities in Kazakhstan say dozens of protesters have been killed in attacks on government buildings in the capital. One of the dead officers was found beheaded. A state news channel has reported police saying there were attempts to storm buildings in Almaty overnight and dozens of attackers liquidated, they say. The reported attempts to storm the buildings came after widespread unrest in the city on Wednesday, including seizure of the mayor's building, which was set on fire. The news channel cites the city commandant's office as saying well over 300 law enforcement officers were injured, in addition to those killed. Kazakhstan is experiencing the worst street protests the country has seen since gaining independence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.